This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 819, Chocolate Chip Waffles by L. Sobloda, and I'm Justin Mollick. How's it going, old friend? I say old friend because if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you've heard me talk a lot, and that's what friends do, right? Plus OLD, or OLD, stands for Optimal Living Daily. And like yesterday, I have another special episode for you. I typically read from blogs, but I'm bringing you a couple of excellent student essays from Dr. Chris Patty's class at Appalachian State University. I read one yesterday. Today's comes from L. Sobloda, who hails from Williamsburg, Virginia. She's a junior at Appalachian State University, majoring in elementary education with a concentration in art. She loves the process of creating and is going to use that passion in her future teaching career. I'll have her contact info in this episode's description at oldpodcast.com. So you can show her love there. But for now, let's get to her essay and continue optimizing your life. Chocolate Chip Waffles by L. Sobloda. As a child, if someone asked me if I was creative, I would have quickly snapped, no. It's funny how to kids the ability to draw is the primary evidence of being creative. It wasn't until I started my sophomore year at Appalachian State University that I came to the realization that creativity is up to the creator. In an art class, I explored printmaking, expressive journaling, and poem writing. I was hooked on the process. Flipping through the pages of my journal from the semester captivated me to see the raw color, rain-soaked paper, 2 a.m. scribbles, and growth that those pages held. Picture a scrapbook containing a taped-in program from a symphony concert, disposable camera prints from spring break, watercolor brushstrokes with poetry, leaf tracings, letters to important people that I never had the nerve to send, and the list goes on. What's the point here? I found that sensory objects have a way of sneaking into our thought patterns. My favorite assignment was to create a poem about where we're from and to identify specific items or memories from childhood. The process was therapeutic, but at the same time, the complex feeling of nostalgia looms. It's not easy to go back to my childhood backyard and remember the coolness of the green grass under my toes, or to my high school football stadium on a Friday night in October, smelling the popcorn and hearing the student section screaming. Life moves on, but the sense memories linger. The five senses, taste, touch, smell, sight, and sound, speak to the soul. Sherry Turkle, a renowned social psychologist who studies human relationships with technology at MIT, is the author of Reclaiming Conversation, The Power of Talk in a Digital Age. She claims that we are in an epidemic of social media, which is crippling to our senses. We are lacking empathy. We are fostering competition and comparison, which has ended with us being dissatisfied with ourselves. In Turkle's words, quote, "We begin to think of ourselves as a tribe of one, loyal to our own party. We check our messages during a quiet moment or when the pull of the online world simply feels irresistible," end quote. Our minds are plagued by longings to check our phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is limiting our instincts to actually be where we physically are, limiting our ability to, say, make a silly face at a baby, breathe in the scent of a warm August rain, compliment a stranger, or hear and be there for a friend in need. Our generation is losing touch with what we are created to be, loving, compassionate, and humane human beings. I find myself setting such high standards for friends or loved ones, but in reality, I need to take the time to remember my roots, I need to figure out why I am the way that I am, what makes my soul feel alive. Sleeping under the stars in just a sleeping bag, going to art galleries by myself, making chocolate chip waffles at midnight, or watercoloring with the salt water from the ocean. These are just a few examples of things I've done this year that have made me feel in tune with the present moment, fully alive, fully human. I've realized that reclaiming the scattered pieces of my spirit caused by comparison in social media is easily fixed by creating, exploring, and trying new things offline. When one gets the desire to create, it can be hard to find inspiration. What's the next step? An aspiring artist begins to notice tiny things in the day that brings their senses back to their environment. To be an artist, there is a constant appreciation for what's around us at every moment. Innocence, the childlike wonder that you simply cannot get rid of. Everything becomes interesting. Lately, I've become intrigued with leaves of all shapes, sizes, and colors. When autumn rolls around, it is prime time for pressing them into big, heavy books and setting them aside. A month or so later, I open the book and see what the leaves look like. Hanging them in my apartment reminds me that even though the seasons change, my creator is consistent and there for us if we only open our hearts, minds, and eyes. I can be fully content in the season that I'm in. Picking a window seat and watching the leaves fall can change my entire day. Today, I'm mesmerized by the first blooms of daffodils in spring. What a beautiful world that our creator has blessed us with. My ultimate desire is to have more people creating, no matter stage of life they are in, using our senses to remember roots, to search deep inside to find that feeling of nostalgia and try to pinpoint what that feeling is. What is it? For me, it's usually a combination of joy, sorrow, regret, surprise, and even confusion. When I start a new journal entry, I let my brain explore, try to navigate to the farthest edges of my memories. I want to put on paper what I remember. Maybe you are like I was, in that you don't think you are creative. If so, my advice to you is simple. Play. It doesn't take much to play. Buy a blank notebook. Get a magazine that you don't need anymore and some newspaper. Cut out words that stick out to you and string them together. Glue them in at random or try to create a sentence. Every day, write down 5 things that happened, just 5. Go to the nearest craft store and buy a pack of kids' acrylic paint. Experiment with colors. Can you link a color to a specific memory from your childhood, a specific feeling? Do this for a couple months and then flip back through the pages you've generated. Appreciate what you've made like you would a good cup of coffee or waffles at midnight. Let your senses take over and allow yourself to be confident that you are, in fact, a creative person. Creativity is essential to being human. It's a life-vivifying habit that is built over time with continued practice. I hope this essay acts as a permission slip and a little inspiration. Creativity is for everyone. You just listened to the post titled Chocolate Chip Waffles by Elle Sloboda. Another great essay straight from Dr. Chris Patty's class at Appalachian State University. Thank you, Elle and Dr. P, for letting me share it with you. Again, I'll have contact info in this episode's description at oldpodcast.com. And feel free to check out all 5 of our shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily, wherever you're hearing this, to find them. I hope you have a great Friday and wonderful start to your weekend. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.